This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
I love innovation. That's what Alan's whole talks about. It's innovation. What's happening out there? And you got to check out what's happening at Finastra, some of the innovation they're doing. I'm getting to be a part of some podcasts, communication, videos. They're going to be pumping out, and it's being done in an innovative way. Folks, when you're looking for a partner, get with one that is innovative. Finastra's got some great stuff going. So, Alan, good to have you here with us. You're another innovative guy.
Thank you.
Alan.
Yeah. Good afternoon.
You animate and you innovate. That's true. That's great.
That's right.
Good to have you.
Good to be here as always. So this is a great one. You ready? I'm going to kick us off with something funny. So
okay.
How would you like to have prior cell phone of Elon Musk? Well, I'm sure you'd love to have it. The NPR has a funny article. There is a girl. She's 25 years old. Didn't even know who Elon Musk was at first. She's a skincare consultant, and she had his number. And at first, she didn't know who he was. She was getting all kinds of weird phone calls and messages, and she asked her mom who this Elon Musk guy was, and her mom's mouth dropped. Here's some of the things she gets messaged to her. She gets many per day, by the way. There's just a couple here. One person wanted to go to SpaceX. One person sent her a blueprint for a bionic limb that they want to create with him. Someone in South Africa wanted to buy 1,000 of his new SUVs. The IRS called. She thought first that she did something wrong. It turns out they had an Elon Musk tax issue, so she had to let them know that she's not Elon. Former Walt Disney executive texted her and said, "This Tesla is magnificent. Thank you very much." She even had to apologize to his dad for never calling him back.
That's so funny.
Yeah. I'm sure there's a lot of popular people whose prior cell phones and even addresses get in the hands of others. So very interesting.
Yep.
So we talk a lot about Simple Nexus. I didn't realize a friend actually just told me they've got a lot of integrations. They just released what they're calling their closing portal to help lenders meet their urgent consumer demand for mobile mortgage closing solutions. Sound like a commercial, right? You want to check it out. Simple Nexus has a lot of great things going on. Truly innovative. And the great thing about it is you use your point of sale to talk to borrowers, to do different tasks, to stay in sync. The closing process, there's no reason why they should go somewhere else. So if you have the ability to put those things together that fits within your workflow, then it's a home run. So check out Simple Nexus. IndyCom, David. IndyCom,
yes,
Global Services.
Our sponsor.
That's right. Well, hello
our
to
sponsors.
IndyCom. So they just announced the launch of their retail version of what they call Income Genius. It's income calculation automation software. And why is this important? Man, anything we can do on the back end to reduce time, reduce errors, and verify, especially in times like today where we have an influx of applications and there's questions around eligibility and credit risk and you name it. Income Genius is an awesome tool. It sounds awesome. So you want to check it out. I know there's some others that have it. We'll probably hear more that have tools like this, but this is a big deal. If you get the right data and you can fine tune this process to fit within your workflow, then this is where you're going to save some time. So check it out. IndyCom Global Services. David, tickets, 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 right? I can't sing as well as Les, so I'm just going to leave it at that, right? But this is an issue that we all have with vendors, right? We've got many vendors, sometimes 15, 20, 30 different vendors. Different parts of our operation are dealing with different vendors, and we've got these tickets, and it's enhancements, it's things don't work, it's we need to see something a different way. This has been a crazy year, right? It started off, we talked about getting your tech in shape. You truly need to think about what are you going to do for the rest of the year? And with the focus truly moving towards where we want to be, which is the front end of the process, because we need to support more expectations of the borrower. And a lot of us have done it, but we need to get there. I just want to give you a couple things that you need to think about. We need to take a look at the different tickets that we have that we put out for our vendors. Some are many months old, and some of them may not even apply anymore. Things change.
Wow.
Our needs change. It may even be that we have different folks within our organization, like the credit department, the underwriting department, the closing department, and they are having things done to the technology that our vendors support that may not necessarily be what each other need in concert. So it's time to bring that all back in. We're all slowly getting back to some type of new normal. Figure out what are all those tickets you have out there. Let's look at the workflow and what are we trying to do? Let's verify and reprioritize those tickets. Let's help the vendors help us because the vendors get inundated. They have hundreds of tickets all the time and they can only deal with so many. The other thing to think about is set up a call with those vendors to review them and look at maybe there's folks, different things that have enhanced or happened at those vendors' integrations or their platform that's provide you with. that have changed and you don't know, you can leverage it. New configurations, new ways to use it. So open the lines of communication, reset expectations, and revise your plan. This may help you tackle the rest of this year and the new norm a lot easier. We did not, David, talk about, and by the way, maybe Les can do a song for tickets, tickets, tickets next week. That'd be great. We did not talk about the adoption rates of technology. I'll do that for next week. I know we talked about it. I would do it for this week, but something happened to me last week that I thought this would just be a fantastic topic and so relevant for all of us getting back to this new norm. So the only other thing I want to leave us with is, and I always say fantastic content at Housing Wire, another fantastic article is called How COVID-19 Pandemic Kickstarted the Digital Innovation in Mortgage. It's from the head of fulfillment at City Mortgage. It's chief operating officer at Loan Depot, consumer direct sales and business insights manager at Wells Fargo. And it was moderated by Tata Consulting Services. Anyways, they talked about a lot of great things, but you want to know two quotes, what they said that we'll leave today's session with that thought were fantastic. One, pre-qualifying customers has never been easier with online applications. Nobody wants to go face-to-face right now, so focusing on consumer direct is so important. And then second, I thought I'd mention that Loan Depot did a virtual job fair. And we mentioned it, David. They were able to hire 400 employees. They had over 10,000 people at the job fair. If you think about, we need people for underwriting, closing, support, everything. So, and a lot of others are supporting hiring right now. So anyways, I hope you have a great week in technology and look forward to today's hot topic.
Good job. Yeah, thanks so much. If you want to get a hold of Alan, get a hold of him at Alan, A-L-L-E-N, at TMS-advisors.com. Yep, he's one of our advisors on the technology front. Does a great job. He works also at Open Close, and they're a great technology company. So shout out to them as well. Appreciate you, Alan, for being here. Love it.
Likewise.
You bet. I want to say a special thank you to all of our sponsors, Finastra, CMLA, Community Mortgage Lenders of America, as well as Indicom, Accelerate, Ainsworth Advisors, Mobility RE, Modex, and so many others. Check out all of our sponsors on our sponsorship page. Thank you so much. Have a great week, everybody, and look forward to talking to you next week.
You've been listening to Licken on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Licken of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.